Hello and welcome to the Spencer Ryan Podcast. You're listening to season two, and this season, this is the podcast with no niche. That's right, we're switching it up this season, and we're going to dive into a plethora of topics ranging from mental health to photography tips. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Stay tuned for this episode. Hello, hello, everyone. I am your host, Spencer Ryan. I am glad to be back here on the podcast. I know that I had announced a couple of months ago that this podcast was over and I was closing it, but you know what? I just decided to reopen it because some things have been happening in life that I really wanted to talk about, that I wanted to get out there, that I think that I could share with people that may help them. And I don't feel like the platform that we were using before for this podcast was the appropriate way to do so. So I wanted to use season two as an opportunity to kind of switch it up. As you heard in the intro, I'm going to cover a wide variety of topics. And while this may not be 100% in line with what you guys want out of this podcast, feel free to skip any topics that don't apply to you or that you don't want to hear. I'm still going to go over photography, filmmaking, things like that. There's a lot to share with you guys since I stopped the podcast. I mean, a lot has happened. So I definitely want to, you know, share that information with you guys. But I also have some stories that I want to tell that I feel like could be told very easily in the form of an audio podcast. I'm not recording this. I'm not doing video. I think sometimes we get caught up in, like, you know, Gary Vee out there telling us that 63 pieces of content a day is what we need to be doing, and you can achieve that by making a podcast and recording the podcast. And absolutely, like, if that's what you want to do, you should do that. But sometimes, like, you know, that extra step of adding video can make it where you don't want to do it at all. So I think that going back to its truest form, audio only podcast, is going to be great. It's going to give me a platform to talk about some things that I'd like to share. And ultimately, I think season two is going to be more of a success than season one, at least in my eyes. Maybe not from an analytical standpoint, but I think I have a lot of messages that I can give to you guys, and I really hope you guys enjoy it. With that said, I've been rambling on and on. There's so much to catch up with you guys, but there's something that's very pressing that's going on in my life right now that I want to talk about. And it's a touchy subject. A lot of people don't want to talk about this. I've been dealing with some issues. I'm not going to go into specifics, but It's interesting when you see someone, especially in this day and age with an online presence, life tends to look really good. You know, like, from the outside, looking at it from the outside in, I mean, as a creative director, I have a great job and it is a job that I love. You know, I have a great life. I had the ability to, you know, basically make my home into like a cozy little area that I really love being in. And it's really easy to see something like that and think that someone's life is perfect. But let me tell you, that is far from the truth. And I'm just going to go ahead and lay it out there and say it. I've been struggling with mental health issues, and that's kind of the topic of today. I want to talk about it. I want to dive into it. I want to get into the nitty gritty of it. And I want to kind of explain to you guys the process of what I've been going through and how I'm looking to fix it. There's so many instances when I think that someone could benefit from just, you know, acknowledging that they have a problem. And by no means am I a specialist or psychiatrist. Like, I don't want you guys to take this as advice. I want you guys to take this as a story. I'm sharing a story with you. There have, you know, over the past 10 years, there have been multiple cases where I feel like I've kind of wondered if I had an issue, but I didn't know. And so I kind of wrote it off. And sometimes we do that. We think that life is just normal. This is how it's supposed to be. And we're really, you know, fostering this environment for problems to grow. And that's not good. I have, you know, had thoughts in the past of reaching out to get help. And I kind of wrote it off because I looked at it like that was life. The message for you guys today is, yo, go get help. If you're struggling with an issue, go get help. A lot of times through life, we deal with heartbreak, anxiety, stress, things that can rough us up day after day after day. And we continue to expose ourselves to these emotions because we refuse to get help. Let me say that again. We continue to expose ourselves to these emotions because we refuse to get help. If you're having issues at work, if you have problems at work, 99% of the way it affects you is because of the way you think about it, the way you accept it, the way you foster it inside your mind, the way you let it, you know, boil up, the way you think about it all the time. And professional help is something that can help you work through that. So in the grand scheme of things, like if you think about it, yes, we're humans, we're gonna go through emotions, we're gonna have problems, but how we, you know, react to those problems is kind of our life. That's life in a nutshell. How you react to your problems is life. So if someone has the ability to help you react differently, why wouldn't you take that? Why would you allow yourself to continue to allow these emotions to build up and cause issues in your life when you could just get help? I'm the first to admit that if I need help, I'm going to take it. And that's what I had to do. You know, guys, like, I don't want you thinking, like, there's a big ego complex out there that help is a bad thing. Dude, help is not a bad thing. Take it from me. Like, if you need help, you should go get it. Because if you don't, it can ruin your freaking life. That's plain and simple. It can ruin your life. So, you know, mental health is very real. I know that a lot of people tend to think that, oh, millennials started this movement back in my day. We were tough. Yeah. I mean, perhaps you also probably had a whole different like set of circumstances. And it's kind of silly because it's the same mindset of like back in my day when we had Ebola, all I did was drink whiskey and die. You know, like if there's modern day solutions to modern day problems, why don't you take it? I think that's the key right there. Like, yeah, maybe in the old times, people didn't really express their feelings to professionals because they handled things differently. They went outside and split logs. But what resulted from that? I mean, there were still family problems back in the day. There were still issues. And so my thought is like, if there's something that can help, you should take that. You should take that and you should run with it. You know, because guys, getting help is not wrong. It's not a bad thing. And some people listening right now may not even think that like depression is real. And to you, I say, fuck you. Honestly. Sorry, excuse my language, but it's very real. You have a misguided sense of judgment. You know, people very close to me, people that I love have gone through it, are going through it. I mean, there's numbers of people that I can think that really struggle with depression. That is real. It's a real deal. So, you know, if you can't see that, I understand it's probably something that you've never experienced before, or you don't know how to identify. But yo, don't put your opinions on other people. Like, don't let that, you know, judgment cloud like how you see other people, because other people are going through things. And to you guys that are going through things, I commend you and I implore you, like, yo, go get help. Cause I did like, yo, like I have a great life. Just to be honest, I have a great, fantastic life and I still struggle. I have issues that I have to work out. So if I can admit that, you can too. And if you ever need anything, I'm here. Like I will be here for you if you need it. Feel free to reach out, send a message. I can't guarantee that, like, I'm not a counselor. I can't help you in that manner. But if you need support, I got you. Like, I'll shoot you a message. I hope you can resonate with this because this is real. This is something that's going on in my life. I wanted to talk about it. I feel like too many people just refuse to reach out for help and get that. So, guys, mental health is important. It affects our day-to-day life. It affects our relationships. It affects, you know, friends and family. So if you can get help, you should take it. There's a lot of options out there these days. You know, it used to be that you had to go to an office and, you know, the stereotype is like, go to the office, sit on the couch. How does that make you feel? That's not the world we live in today. I mean, I have an app on my phone and I was able to pick a counselor through my phone. We have live video sessions. She's great. And it's almost like having that in-office experience. It's like having a friend on call, a friend that is unbiased and can help you work through your issues, a friend that will tell you when you're wrong and will tell you when you're right. And you know, it's even easier. Like, you don't have to get in the car, you don't have to go anywhere there, or if that's your thing, like if you want to be in front of someone, that's there for you too. So there's a lot of options out there, guys. This is a new world that we live in. Please take it. There's a lot of problems out, like, you know, with suicide rates are high, just because people are fighting these battles on their own, man. Don't do that, please. Like, you're not alone. You don't have to fight this battle alone. And I hope that if you're listening, you can take those words to heart. That's really it. That's all I wanted to talk about for episode one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm sorry that I kind of veered off track with season two and went into a different direction. No, you know what? I'm not sorry. I'm happy I did it. But if you subscribe to this podcast because of what, you know, season one was, and this doesn't meet your expectations, I do apologize, but I'm telling you, we're still going to cover a lot of the topics that I talked about in season one. I'm just opening the windows and the doors to many, many more topics, because we are all human beings on this planet and we all go through struggles. And I think that if I can even provide you a little bit of value in that aspect, I think that's a great thing. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please leave this podcast a review on whatever platform you're listening to, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.